The South Sudan Islamic Council says it stands behind the Kiir administration's decision to extend the transitional period for another 2 years. Ibrahim Denyikir, Information Secretary for the Council, says instability across the country justifies the extending of the transitional government for 2 more years.
It is reasonable and understandable that this decision can help to achieve peace in South Sudan and also then go back to war. We appreciate the consciousness and would like to appeal the parties to continue on dialogue and compromising the general will, country will, not their self-interest.
The South Sudan Council of Churches doesn't see it that way. It says the ruling elites in Juba have been reluctant to implement major provisions of the 2018 peace deal. The head of the Catholic Church, Cardinal Stephen Ameyu, told reporters that the transitional government has weak justifications for prolonging their stay in power.
All the reasons highlighted for this extension were all stated during the previous extensions. The church realized that because of lack of political will, all the key important provisions in the roadmap remain unimplemented.
Ilia Lomuro, South Sudan's Cabinet Affairs Minister and Secretary of the Committee monitoring the implementation metric of the 2018 peace deal, says the government is serious this time around.
Whatever money is given to us, we'll implement those provisions that are either in progress or outstanding because of funding constraint. And we will be reporting to the presidency on a monthly basis, as we said earlier on, to make sure that an issue that arises is addressed head on.
The Reconstituted Joint Monitoring and Evaluation Commission, or RJMEC, a body monitoring the implementation of the revitalized peace agreement, voted Wednesday on the decision to extend the transitional government for another 2 years, which also postpones this year's scheduled election. Archbishop Moses Deng of the Internal Province of Western Barilgazal in the Episcopal Church of South Sudan says some religious leaders would like to engage political leaders about what will happen during the extended period.
I would request His Excellency the President to have a meeting with him as soon as it is possible on the side of the President before they can make any decisions.
South Africa's President Cyril Ramaphosa welcomes the extension and is pledging his country's support. For VOA News, I'm Anyang David Mayer in Juba.